Cigar Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. The Power Hour, The Power Mall. Don't forget the. And I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. If never met you before, good to have you. We got a great show. Cass Ingram will be here in about an hour. Of course, when you talk about virus, when you talk about health, one of the first people that you should think of, if you're a longtime Power Hour listener, is Cass Ingram, North American Urban Spice, Oreganol, Regaresp, all the other various things. We'll have him on. He's actually doing a study, or has done a study, with Regaresp, Oreganol, and coronavirus and COVID. So we'll talk more about that. That'll be very interesting, I'm sure. And Crypto Jay is here. He's going to join us momentarily. I know a lot of people look forward to him. If, maybe you have a question for Crypto Jay, we may be able to get you in. I don't know. We'll see where the conversation goes. But you can call in 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Well, the 20th, 2 days ago, Walmart made their announcement, Kroger, other stores, big corporations. This is big corporations that are doing this. They're all following with this mandated mask. I go to Walmart and went with Uncle Kevin, and everybody on that property has a mask. Everyone, except me and Uncle Kevin. So you'd be proud. We went to the door. We told the lady, I have a medical exemption. He said, yeah, I do too. And she said, okay, coming through. And then she had like a little monitor and she beeped to somebody, a microphone, and said, two medical exemptions coming through. No problem. Never got bothered. No, no ifs, ands, or buts. No nothing. It was great. Remember I reminded you about your cell phone. Be careful you go into public places with your cell phone. Remember the story about the pizza place? And they're asking for my phone number because the CDC wants it. I was shocked. This is actually happening. Leave your phone in the car. Leave your phone off in the car, preferably, if you go into these public places. Why? Okay, let me tell you another weird story that we're seeing more and more. Uncle Kevin has had two friends. Well, one is my friend too. So I've had one friend. Uncle Kevin's had a friend who both told the same story that they know people who went to get tested for coronavirus, which me personally, I mean, I'm not trying to, steer you away from medical help. Me personally, I will not be getting a test. And this is one of the reasons why. They went to get the test. They're in line. The lines are out the door, whatever. They take forever. They take all their information, and they leave because they didn't have time. Then they get an alert, say, oh, you've tested positive for coronavirus. They never took a test. You're hearing this everywhere. I'm hearing it. Uncle Kevin's hearing it from actual people. We're going to try to get one of them on the air Friday so they can tell the story, so you can hear for yourself. So when they say these numbers are inflated, one, I don't care about numbers inflated. They're meaningless. What's meaningful is deaths. Are people dying? Are they not? They keep saying the hospital's overrun. That's a lie. Houston is not. Dr. Group was on here. Florida. We've called all these, but they're not overrun. So what is going on here? You decide. Be prepared. Be alert. Be healthy, happy, successful, and free as God intends you. That's our big push here. But the truth will set you free. And the mask discussion now is a precursor to the vaccine, the toxin discussion later. So you better be ready to have that discussion now and be ready to stop it and to get around it or get through it. I have a medical exemption. Okay, go right on in. Go ahead and shop. No problem whatsoever. Our first guest is, he's known throughout the world as a crypto expert. We'll get a little bit of his background. He comes from a financial, investing, background, and, now is focused on cryptos. And he sees this as just an unbelievable opportunity. We'll get it in his words. We call him Crypto J. His email, if you want to get a hold of him, J@CryptoTradeCalls.com. J@CryptoTradeCalls.com. Crypto J, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, it's my honor to be here with you guys.
It has been a little bit. And the last time you were on, our audience is not, I wouldn't say tech savvy would be the description of our audience. I don't think that would be the, their moniker. So this is all new to a lot of people, new to me, you know, cryptos. I can see where this is going. I want to get into it. You made a lot of calls. You made a lot of, point out a lot of things. And I know people who then got a hold of you and took your advice and they did pretty well. So discuss what you talked about last time and where things are right now.
Yeah, let's do, can I add a couple of comments about what you just mentioned about the COVID?
You can do whatever you want, Crypto Jay.
Well, you know, I've been warned to not take a test for a totally different reason. Taking a test is a good way to come. Let me just say it like this. Here's how it was put to me. Okay. I'm not saying this is fact. I'm just saying how it was put to me. Taking a test might be a good way to come down with COVID because of where the test comes from, because of what might be on the swab. And so, I'm like you, steering far away from the test. And in addition to that, I'm also hearing that right now during the testing, which I actually find it to be a positive, that the testing numbers are going through the roof, because now it's exposing to me the false narrative that we should have shut the whole world down and bankrupted the world over the idea that this virus is so deadly. I mean, listen, 1.5 million people died last year from tuberculosis. They didn't shut down the country. It's highly contagious. They didn't shut down the country. And so, you know, I think it's exposing the actual death rate number. I don't think any deaths is acceptable. I'm not an advocate of that. But what I'm saying is that I think most people's real rub with this virus is that there's a tremendous number of people that either are in the process, will be, or already have gone bankrupt. Their businesses will never reopen. And all that was due to the fact that, you know, this one is the one. It's the most dangerous. And so as these numbers are going up, I'm hearing that, you know, if you're testing, if you do test positive for it, they turn right around and test you for antibodies. And if you test positive for antibodies, they're actually putting you down as two. And so
two for one.
Yeah. But again, as that comes out, the positive side of that is it exposes how small the death rate really is comparative to what they told us it was going to be. And as
well,
I say, no deaths are acceptable. No deaths are acceptable.
Well, neither is bankrupt in the country. You know,
no, it's not.
Jay, neither is bankrupt in the country, but like you said, people die slipping out on their sidewalk. I mean, I'm not making light of deaths, but so we're going to bankrupt our country for it? I mean, that's a cost too. And that's a death to our economy. Well, let's just stay there for a second. You're one of the people who, when this first started happening, you know, I don't want to put words in your mouth. You can say it any way you want to, but you have contacts, high levels of the financial institutions, and they know things and they understand things and they're pretty aware, just like intelligence, in government or what have you. You were one of the first ones to tell me, corroborated by two or three other sources, kind of the outline of this coronavirus, how it would go. And this is before anything happened. And what you told me then has been fairly accurate, way more accurate than Anthony Fauci, I'll say that. It's been fairly accurate from what you said four months ago now, or thereabouts? I said that on air, and it's been pretty accurate. Looking back on it now, has your mind changed? Do you have any other thoughts? Maybe what do you think for the future? Anything you want to bring up about this?
Well, you know, one of the things I told you back then 4 months ago was that they were looking for an 18-month lockdown. And we're in about month eight, are we not? We're getting up here towards month eight, I guess. And so that only leaves 10 more months to go. Right now, you know, you continue to see the fear narrative spread on the television based on the number, right? We're having record numbers 6-7 days in a row in Florida. Florida's become the epicenter, blah, blah, blah. So my take on what I see happening and what has happened has not changed. You know, a little bit more information I was given just a few weeks ago was that in the fall of this year, and this is actually already coming out right now, there's several doctors that have actually already talked about this, but that as we moved into fall, you were going to see an increased number in N1H1 virus. And so a lot of doctors right now are testing they're having people come in with the flu, and the strain of flu they have, they're saying, look, we haven't seen this in years, is the N1H1. And, you know, as it was shared with me, you know, this was going to be kind of a quiet movement, right? And, you know, what all the exact motives of it are, I don't know. I could speculate, but it's just not good. It's just not good in any way, shape, or form. But I think we will see that 18-month period. I mean, right now, I don't even think we're in phase two. The way it's been described to me is this is phase B of phase one. And then we'll see phase two. And phase two is expected always to be worse. In fact, it always is historically, whether someone tells you this that's a good source or not. Phase two of any virus is always worse. When you have the second bloom of a real virus, and I believe the virus itself is real, I just don't think that it's nearly as deadly as it was portrayed to be, and I certainly don't think that it was deadly enough to shut down the world when you consider, if you go to the CDC's website and you look on their website, they have a list of things that kill people every day, and it tells you, this one kills 1,500 people a day, this one kills 1,100 people a day, this one kills 4,000 a day. I mean, it has a whole list. If you add all those up, my goodness, we should have had the world shut down a long time ago. If you add all those up together and just go, okay, well, we better shut everything down. And so I think the biggest rub here again is just, I don't understand what the motives would be to shut down the whole world.
Well, let me tell you what I've been told, outside of conversations with you, and then you know, add to, take away from, however you want to say it. I've been told about September, you're going to start to see the financial problems that we saw earlier this year was an opening salvo, was a beginning. It was kind of the first shot of a, you know, like the first shot of a Roman candle, how it just kind of goes out there. September is going to begin the real launch, and you're going to start to see the financial system change, crumble in some ways. Everything's on the table, from bail-ins to bank closures to whatever. It's all on the table and all possible. And at the same time, virus, going to have a virus bloom, whatever you want to call it, a bloom, a new virus come in, a new release. This is a binary weapon where other viruses come in attached to it, and now it becomes even worse. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, I've kind of heard, but generally the same kind of narrative. And that life as we know it, the financial system as we know it, over the next, you know, I don't know, year or so, is going to be completely different than we've known. It's dead. It's like the old saying, it's all over but the crime. You react to any of that? What can you confirm? What can you deny? What's your perspective?
Well, I'm going to take that a step further with you, and it's not a pretty picture, okay? But before I do, let's back up a minute and go to, I think, our very first recording together. I gave to your listeners as a warning, and this is long before the virus came out, that they are looking at bank bail-ins in the third and fourth quarter. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah, and that was before the virus ever hit.
Tell our audience what a bail-in is, just so they know.
So the Dodd-Frank Act, basically, when that was put into place, it now allows the bank to own your money. You are now a third-party creditor to your own money. So when you go in fact, if you read those 27 pages they give you when you open a bank account, it'll tell you it's no longer a bank account. It's a deposit account, and the owner of the account is the bank. You are the third-party creditor. And so through the Dodd-Frank Act, it gives the bank the ability to bail in. And if you had, you know, sometimes there's a criteria, like what we saw over in Cyprus. I think it was all accounts that were 100,000 or more is what they bailed in on. So they didn't bail in on your account if you had 60. So who knows what the criteria will be. But they have the ability to take the money right out of your account, and exchange for that money, they'll give you shares for the bank and say, hey, you know, if we ever make it back out of this turmoil, maybe your shares will be worth even more than you had in the bank. And so it's a bail in. And that certainly brings, a lot of attention to gold, silver, and crypto. gold from a hedge perspective and protection, silver completely speculative, and then crypto is obviously one of the highest speculative assets, and it's also the most volatile, which if you know what you're doing becomes your friend. So it kind of brings those into play. Now let's take what you said a little further. Okay, the information I have is not the next year and a half. The information I have is for the next decade plus. We are going to be dealing with not only virus after virus after virus, but also bacteria. And one of the things you're going to see pushed through this time frame from a bacteria and virus perspective is they're going to be pushing, we must get rid of cash. We must get rid of cash. Well, cash is the most decentralized currency there is because, you know, if you and I, Daniel, if we got together and we did a deal, you had something for sale, I had money, and I said, look, I'm just going to pay you in cash, and you and I met on a Saturday, I picked up my item, paid you in cash, who knew about it? Nobody. So when you get rid of cash, decentralization is finally gone. Okay. And a lot of people don't get that. They're looking at crypto and going, crypto is decentralized. Well, yes, crypto is decentralized because right now today, if you have a wallet with crypto in it, your name, your email address, nothing about you, not even your IP address is attached to that wallet address. So unless you give it out, nobody knows that address holding XYZ dollars worth of money. They don't know that that belongs to Daniel or to Jay, right? So from that perspective, yes, it's decentralized, but it's also open source code. So you can go in and look on the blockchain and see every single person's wallet. You just can't put a name to it. And so we get decentralization once again with crypto. And so what's going to happen over this next decade, from what I'm being told, again, to be fair, let's just say that from what I'm being told, I don't ever take information that's given to me. You know, I kind of hate the saying sources say or my source says. So, none of these people are what I call friends. They're not people that, I've spent 15, 20 years around. It's just people that I've come in contact with through the business I'm in and done a lot of business with them over Zoom, Skype, the phone, you know, tons of that kind of stuff. And in doing that, you create a relationship. And in doing that, one relationship leads to another. So I don't know these people. I don't vouch for these people. But, you know, a lot of the information that comes to pass is information I had ahead of time. And then some of it doesn't come to pass. And so I just take it with a grain of salt and I go, okay, well, let's put that over here in the journal and see what takes place. A lot of it does take place. And what I'm being told is for the next 10, 12, 15 years, you're going to see healing in the area of disease. And you're going to see a huge bloom of viruses and bacteria. And one of the reasons there is because they're moving into a second phase of how the big pharma companies make money. I mean, let's just use this particular virus as an example. So let's say that in the next 18 months, which would actually be impossible, but let's just say that they do somehow rush the science, as they say, and come out with a vaccine, which you and I both know we're not taking. We're not going to be an advocate of taking it, but we know there's a tremendous amount of people that are going to rush to get their vaccine shot, and that's okay. To each his own. I'm not downing that. But let's just say they get half the world to take the shot. And let's just say the shot's only $100. I think it'll be more than that. But if it's only $100, you're talking about a company making in the tune of about $750 billion. If it's $200, it's $1.5 trillion. Well, if you get an FDA approval on a drug, it's a guarantee to a drug company of $2 billion in profit the moment they get the FDA approval. So what's going to happen, and this is why you're seeing all these companies rush and they're racing to get a vaccine, is because they realize how many dollars are on the table here. And so guess what? Once you do that successfully, and over the course of a 10 or 15 year period, well, who cares if we let the cat out of the bag that you can be healed of cancer from any of a dozen different ways? Who cares about that and that old income stream? We're focused on this income stream over here, which is going to produce 10, 15, 20, maybe $100 trillion. See, they've been working in billions. Now they're working on trillions. And so that's kind of how it's been described to me. I'm not sitting here today on your radio show saying this is exactly how it'll be. I'm just telling you that's how it's been described to me. And so let's see how it plays out. None of it's good. And in doing that, the last thing I want to say, in doing that, you will see them make a push to burn and get rid of cash, because cash can carry the whether they want to call it a disease, they want to call it a virus, they want to call it a bacteria, whichever. But I think people also need to do a little research and understand the paper that money's printed on from years ago was always supposed to be and touted to be virus proof. And so it's kind of an oxymoron here, you know, if you think about it. But anyway, that's kind of the plan I'm hearing that we'll see roll out. And it's not going to be, it is just not going to be the next year and a half. It is going to be one right after another. It's going to be a very tough time. Not, I don't think just in the United States, but also globally.
Well, there's a lot of oxymorons in this whole thing. We don't have time to go over them. We got about a minute before the break. Give our audience just a little, I don't want you to reveal your sources, but understand that the area that they're coming from, the perspective that they're coming from. I mean, these are real people that are talking to you. These are very high level in their profession that are telling you some of these things. It's not just, you know, somebody in their basement that you're talking to. Explain that as much as you feel comfortable.
Well, you know, there, most people, if they dive deep into all the little rabbit trails that you can go on, you'll find that in the world, a lot of things, move back toward Rome. Take a look at, you know, all the different buildings across the United States, from Virginia to DC to you name it, that have buildings shaped just like the buildings in Rome. Okay, so you can go as deep as you want to go on this, but it kind of goes back toward Rome. Well, I've got a friend, just as an example, one of my friends, again, go ahead.
Yeah, there's the music. We'll get this on the other side. We'll go back through all roads lead to Rome. All roads lead to Rome, I guess. So we'll get that on the other side more with Crypto J. You're listening to the Power Hour, powerful interview. We'll get deeper into this as we go. Stay tuned.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. I think we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And Unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America-made, good for you. Food stores, I love to eat. Yum!
The Supreme Court violated their oath to the Constitution and laws of the United States. Find out how in this new book, The Electoral College for Patriots, by Tom Crier. This anti-constitutional decision may get exploited to convert our country from a once great republic to just another democracy on the ash heap of history. Read The Electoral College for Patriots by Tom Crier so you'll know who to blame for this travesty of the justices. Available online at theelectoralcollegeforpatriots.com and online wherever books are sold.
That book that was just advertised there, they want to advertise the book, please check out that. That is a, I really stress anything to do with the Constitution and the laws and how it's manipulated in the Supreme Court. So check out, make sure you check that out. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com, a lot of sales, of course, Cass Ingram, North American Urban Spice Products, OptiVita was on here yesterday. Frank Davis, a lot of sales on that. Please check that out. And thank you for your support. I won't spend a lot of time. I want to get back to Jay. Okay, we're talking about Rome. All roads lead to Rome. Continue on, Jay.
Yep. So anyway, so this friend of mine, he deals in a cryptocurrency that is not available to the public. It is available to me. It is available to us, you know, to some of the bigger, heavier hitters. And it's called USDG. As in gold. And it's the first one that's been approved by the IMF. So it actually is, when you purchase it, you really are purchasing gold. You get serial numbers, you get the whole bit. And he was invited to go to a meeting in Monaco where he met with multiple families that the minimal net worth there was $1 trillion with a T. $1 trillion with a T. We all know, if you dig deep, that there are trillionaires on this planet. I think the first public trillionaire has already kind of, the cat's out of the bag, is going to be Jeff Bezos. They've kind of claimed him to be the first public one. But there's people out there that have that kind of money. And so this is the people he was meeting with. And they were being told in the meeting, they had a very high-end advisor that was telling them, this is the time. This was, by the way, in 2019. They were saying to him, this is the time to get out of real estate completely. Like the real estate play for 100 years is over. And part of that is because the population is going to be going backwards. Aren't we seeing that right now? Part of it's because the millennials don't want to buy your house. They want to live five people to a room in the city. They don't want to buy a car. So there's a lot of things around real estate that the plan is to go backwards from here as we depopulate a little bit. And so they were being told that their two options were to begin to move their asset classes into two classes. One of them was gold and one of them was crypto. So obviously these people had a gold holding, but they had a diversified portfolio and they were being told, look, get out of your positions in real estate and move that money to crypto and to gold. And so I agree with both of those. That might even be a good way for us to segue into gold a little bit. We've never really dove in on that, you and I, Dan.
Well, I can't remember. I've been following gold and silver, not all my life, but a pretty good, the last 10, 15 years. Yesterday, silver went up $2.50.
Wasn't that great?
That's a pretty big move. Attention. I'm hearing rumors. Let me throw this out to you. Jim Willey said that, there's going to be a short squeeze on all these JP Morgan, what have you. There's tons of short contracts that have been used to manipulate and keep the price down in silver that basically they're going to let that go. There's going to be a force majeure on this contract and then the COMEX is basically going to be wiped out. That's what he's saying. I don't know. It's right after he said it, silver has jumped about $4 since then. Your perspective on any of that? Or go over wherever you want to go.
Well, I'm not a gold holder, just for full disclosure. I don't hold any gold. I hold a fair amount of silver. I think that silver, the play on silver is far greater than the play on gold. And so I've had a lot of folks within my crypto community. I've got a private community that I work with for now 2 years, all the same people. And a lot of them were gold bugs, and they held a lot of gold. And I gave them some targets. This was back when gold was around $1,250, $1,300. I said, guys, we're going to begin to move up. And I said, I'm kind of targeting that $1,720 to $1,760 area. Well, we've hit that. And I've told them, I said, listen, do some math for yourself. If gold goes to an all-time unbelievable number that just a few people have talked about of $10,000, we're talking about a 5X, right? 5X in price, not bad.
Correct.
I am not at all shunning any 5X returns, my goodness. But I have to say to you, already this year in that same community, we've been involved in cryptocurrencies that have done 5X in a month. They've done 10X in 45 days. Some of them have done 15X in the same time frame. There's going to be cryptocurrencies. Let's just say gold does go to 10,000. Okay, and I think that's a good possibility over time, but gosh, gold moves at about one-tenth the speed of cryptocurrency. So we are talking about years to get to $10,000. I mean, how many years was that? I've got my gold chart here in front of me. How many years was it that we went from $250 up to roughly almost $1,900? That was 2011, and that started
it was about 11 years.
It was about 11 years. So, 11 years to do that. Now we're talking about basically doing that all over again. Instead of a 10X this time, we're looking at a 5X. So maybe it takes 5 to 7 years to do that. Let me tell you something. There are plans in the cryptocurrency space where there are many, many great projects we're a part of that will go 100, 200, 300X in that time frame. I mean, I told, some of your, there was probably five to seven of your listeners that actually emailed me, came on over to our private community, and they've blended in very well. They've been well welcomed. And some of those folks were able to pick up on a couple of positions, like, for example, Theta. They were able to pick up Theta at 7 cents. Theta recently hit 59 cents. So what is that, a 7X? A lot of those folks were able to pick up, for example, Chainlink, but back before Chainlink started moving, and Chainlink just keeps making new highs every single day. And so, that's the space we're in. I mean, Chainlink is a company that has contracts with Google and Apple and Huawei and you name it. These are not just little piddly little coins that are going to go away in a couple of years. These people have major, major contracts with big players in the world of cryptocurrency. And if you think that the world's not moving to cryptocurrency, go do a Google search on China coming out with their digital dollar this year. Go do a Google search on India this year. Go do a Google search on the U.S. dollar this year, if not this year, next year. U.S. dollar, I know everybody, you know, we want to think that we're the greatest country in the world, and that's the narrative we're sold. But in reality, we're not going to be first. China will be first, and we will follow in their footsteps. But go look at how Venezuela is running their entire country on Bitcoin right now. Go look at how Iran 2 weeks ago announced that they're going to take 75% of their natural resources and start dumping it into mining Bitcoin. Can I tell you, this is going to create a mining war amongst countries, because other countries are going to go, we're not going to let them get ahead on that. This is huge, huge stuff. And so,
let me interject.
I'm not as big of a gold bug, but I'm a big silver bug.
A lot of our audience, crypto, you might as well be selling moon rocks from Mars. I mean, really, you might as well be talking about moon rocks from Pluto or whatever. I mean, it's so far out to them. Give them a little background. What's going on Wall Street? What they don't realize, how this framework and network and blockchain is already being put under our feet and we don't even understand it right now. But go over that a little bit.
Well, and an easy way to understand it is this. So what was the very first thing we started having digitized? It was probably when Steve Jobs put 1,000 songs on an iPod, and all of a sudden people went from carrying Walkmans to carrying iPods. Well, now everybody does that now. Either you not even have to carry an iPod anymore. Now you just stream it over the internet, right? So then you had pictures. Then from there, we've now had pretty much all of Hollywood has been digitized. Even right now, you can go to Amazon and watch the latest, greatest movie that's supposed to be hitting the movie theaters, but because of Corona, we can't do that, so it's coming out on Amazon. Buy your ticket here. So it is digitized, and one of the last things to go digital is money. And I'm talking about digital beyond just swiping a Visa card. So to give people that gives you a picture and a framework of the entire financial structure of the world. Let's call it in crypto, they call it DeFi. So decentralized finance. There is a whole framework being built right now that will replace the entire financial system. I'm not saying that the bank goes away. I'm saying that the bank uses a new system that's not SWIFT. I'm not saying that you can't walk in and get a loan from any number of financial institutions. I'm just saying the way you do everything will be different. The speed of how it happens is different. If you have an American Express card in your pocket today, you currently everything about American Express is being run on the Ripple network. They chose Ripple, and they're running it all now on a blockchain. So go ahead. What was your question?
We do have a caller. I want to get with you. Go and finish your thought, and then I want to get to the caller's question. So whenever you're finished.
So the last thing I was going to say there is just that as this whole system rolls out, what you're actually seeing is you're seeing the death of an old system and the birth of a new system. And it's no surprise that that new system is digital. And I'll say one last thing. There's not a large company you can name on the stock exchange that doesn't already have a patent that they've applied for to bring out. I mean, Microsoft has 7 patents that they've applied for to bring their cryptocurrency forward. They already have their own cryptocurrency that's been on the blockchain for 3 years that runs in the banking system in India right now. So the biggest players in the space, not only will their stock run on a blockchain, many of them already do. 75 major stocks run on a blockchain today, meaning that they're not running the way they used to. It's all digitized. Why do they need that? Because they need the ability to do 1 million or 2 million or 5 million transactions a second, not 20,000.
Let's get to the caller. Great information. Yeah. Tom in Missouri, you're live on the Power Hour. Tom in Missouri, what's on your mind?
Okay, I had a question. I know real estate, that's going down, but what about good farm ground? Like time to buy out your brothers and sisters on the old family farm. Would that still be good?
Good question.
You want me to take that one?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let me tell you what I'm being told about farmland. Not only is it going to be a great investment, because if you haven't noticed, peppers at the store are up to $7.99 a pound for red peppers. And so there's a shortage being created. So farmland is always going to be good. But I want to take it another level. And I don't know that this happens, but the people that tell me this, when I get this information from five different places and none of those people know each other, I mark it down on my little journal and I put a star beside it, because I go, okay, five different people told me this. And now I got to wait to see if this takes place. And maybe if I even start to see a trend in that direction, I can jump on board. But here's what it is. I am being told that by around 2028, you are going to need to have the ability to grow your produce inside. Not outside, inside. And so now that brings the question of, okay, well, if we have farmland, that's great. We have farmland. But do you have the ability to grow inside on that farmland?
Is there a reason? What would be the, I mean, I can think of some things, but did they give you a reason, or you don't want to say?
I really don't want to say, because it's so speculative, and I don't want to come off to your listeners as being a cuckoo bird, you know, but it would not surprise me. The reasons I'm hearing would not surprise me. It really would not surprise me.
I had a question on the, can you still hear me?
Go ahead.
You got a loan to buy out your siblings, and the bank goes broke, how does that affect your loan?
Well, if a bank goes broke, they're going to be sold off to somebody else that'll pick up that, and you'll just get transferred over. That happens all the time now. I mean, when you see, like, I think one of the really, really big bank buyouts you're going to see in the near future is you're going to see Santander probably buy Deutsche Bank. And I think that the whole thing that went on with Deutsche Bank last year, which now is, like, completely out of the press, I think was getting them ready for the buyout, and I think Santander will be the buyer. And
what
so
does that mean?
Oh, great.
What does that mean?
Well, I guess I have to go back to my grandmother. I'm sorry. Am I still on?
You are. Tom, you are live and in color, buddy. anything you say.
My grandmother sold butter on the farm and years ago, so I guess maybe we'll have to go back the way they did it, and live turkeys and stuff. So, all right, thanks for your help.
I think it's a great idea.
Great call, Tom. Great question.
Absolutely.
What does that mean about Santander buying Deutsche Bank, or possibly buying Deutsche Bank? What does that mean?
Well, okay, so from a crypto perspective, Santander is the most out there in the front, running kind of in the front of the pack when it comes to crypto. They're doing more things on blockchain than any other bank out there. And when you have a company like Deutsche Bank, who's holding not only the assets, but also the derivatives, and they're connected to every network of banks out there, a buyout from Santander, who's way out in front on crypto, gets to bring that technology and spread it through that entire network. So they're kind of the front runner, so to speak. And I'll just tell you, I've kind of heard through the grapevine that this is probably what you're going to see happen. And part of the reason they've been 3-4 years ahead on crypto is so they can spread that tested technology now through the whole network with one buyout. Because think of how many banks are connected to Deutsche Bank. I mean, it's over 100 banks.
Wow, what you just said was big. So then they can buy out all the derivatives in one shot. Yeah. It'd be unbelievable.
And I want to say this, too, while we're here on the air and we have time. I've had a couple folks from your show who emailed me. They were not happy. They were talking about the fact that, you know, cryptocurrency is the mark of the beast and all the different things. And listen, they have phenomenal points. They really do. And I'm not denying any of that. For me personally, I don't know these people. I'm not talking about the people that emailed. I'm talking about the banks. I don't know them. I don't necessarily like them. I'm not trying to lead a coalition to take them down or any of those things. But here's the thing. I've never had an opportunity in my life to ride on the coattails of a J.P. Morgan until now. I've never had the opportunity to ride on the coattails of Morgan Stanley until now. And see, the narrative in the marketplace, can you and I agree on this, Daniel, for your listeners? Is there somewhat of a false narrative about the coronavirus? Can we agree there's probably 100 of those?
Yeah, let's just say that lightly. Yeah, sure.
And most of your listeners would probably agree, or they wouldn't be here listening, correct?
Yeah, I would say that.
Okay,
yeah.
So let me just tell you, there's a false narrative about crypto. The idea that this narrative, this was created by some guy named Satoshi Nakamoto, and, you know, it's to take over the banking system, and we've got the libertarians on board. This is the narrative. In the background, the biggest players in the world are building this system, and they're transitioning to it, and they've been doing that since 2011.
Let me interject. I don't believe for 1 minute that some Asian in his mom's basement invented Bitcoin. I don't believe that for 1 second. I believe it was DARPA or some intelligence agency working with the military industrial complex on some level. The complex nature of that demands it. It's ridiculous to think that some Asian kid revolutionized money in his mom's basement. It's ridiculous.
It is. It is. And there's a lot of people that believe that narrative, and they think they're raising their fist in the air going, yeah, we get to fight back with this. Listen, this is exactly what they want. And my point is, it's the largest technology. Twitter was a technology. Facebook was a technology. All those things, they eventually hit exponential growth, and they went on an S-curve. Crypto has not hit its S-curve yet. When it hits its S-curve, the people that were early adopters, they will have a voice in the world. And so if your voice is you want to push forward with Christianity, you'll have a big, huge lump sum of money to do that with. If your heart passion is to help, you know, get involved with all the human trafficking and help put a stop to that, you could have a big, huge nest egg to do that by riding the coattails of the people. And I guess what I'm saying is that, you know, when Paul was walking to Damascus, right, his shadow was healing people, according to the story. But yet we know that Paul, before that, had killed how many millions of people, right? So I guess all I'm saying is you can take something and understand what the real narrative is, and it can be that negative thing, and you can use it for positive. So don't, when you email me or anybody else that's in crypto, don't be so judgmental as to think you know the kind of the motive behind the person. If money is neutral, ladies and gentlemen, gold is neutral. If your heart is good, you'll do good things with it. Period. End of story.
There's a story. We covered it in detail yesterday. I'll bring it up now. We only got about 5 minutes. This is going way too fast, Crypto Jay. Testing will begin in Africa for biometric ID, quote, vaccine records and payment system. This is the Gavi program, Bill Melinda Gates with MasterCard, testing a three-pronged biometric ID, vaccine record, and a payment system all in one, basically the mark of the beast in reality. There in Africa, they're beginning to test. I get why people are upset. My desire, even having you on to begin with, one, I developed a relationship with you. I believe in relationships. The people that I really trust are people that I have relationships. I know. I don't know you like I know Uncle Kevin, but you know, we have a relationship. I believe in you. I'm friendly with you. I consider you a friend. Greg was the one who introduced. Greg, who I do know even better. I think the world of Greg. Shout out to Greg. Greg and Vicky.
Absolutely.
So these things are important, and where you get this information from. I believe, you ever seen the movie, Hunger Games? Well, yes. You can look at this, ladies and gentlemen, and you can see how we're segmented off, and the people like Daniel Eslam, people like Deborah Tavares, people like Catherine Austin Fitz, these are some of the most intelligent people in the world on these subjects. These are not people in their basement sitting here just screaming nonsense. They're telling you the framework of what the future is being planned for you. You have to be able to navigate through this. To do that, don't buy a crypto. Don't buy any Bitcoin. Don't listen to any of this. But at least be aware. At least understand it. And so above all else, I want you to understand the dynamic and the wave and the technological pressure that's going to be put on the monetary system and the morphing of it into this digital age of money. It is going to affect every single person who is here, whether you do nothing with it or do everything with it. It'll affect everyone who is listening to this broadcast. I can promise you that. So you need to be aware of it. That's my biggest concern. From there, take advantage of it. Ride the wave. Use it for good. Take evil and turn it to good. That's the way I feel about it. So we got about 3 minutes. React to that story in Africa and anything else that you want to say in concluding, Jay.
Well, in regards to Africa, I don't know if you saw this, but what do they call the leader over there? Is he a president? I'm not sure. Is he a prime
Some of
minister?
Them. Yeah.
So I know one of them came out recently and said, he publicly broadcasted this to the world. Do not take Bill and Melinda Gates's vaccine. They want to kill you. Did you see that?
Yeah. Then he kicked WHO out of his country, and then he was dead the next week.
Oh, man, I did not know he was dead.
Yeah. Yep, dead.
Wow. That tells you a whole lot about narratives, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does. He was dead, and then the next person that took his place.
Let me say something to what you said. Let me say something to what you said before we end. I don't care, again, whether a person gets into cryptocurrency. Let me also say that you will, whenever the dollar goes digital, you will be forced into cryptocurrency. You can take the opportunity today and get ahead of the game, even if it's just education to understand it, because it is not the easiest technology to understand, not by any means. And so from that perspective, there is a need that can be filled in each person's life, because this is coming. Look at what they did with the stimulus package. On the first day that they announced the $2.3 trillion stimulus package, they were going to deliver it into a digital wallet. And they got so much pushback from it in the first 24 hours from the public. They said, what do you mean a digital wallet? No, we're not doing digital wallets. That they switched it and said, oh, well, the best way to do this is to let the IRS handle it. And so they backed up. But that was a test. That was an announcement for a test. What kind of pushback did we get? And they got a lot of pushback. But you're going to see a digital dollar, period. I mean, Goldman Sachs already has a digital dollar right now. Look into it. It's called USDC. It's owned by a company called Circle, which is owned by a company called Goldman Sachs. They're in business with MasterCard. They're in business with Coinbase, and it is a digital dollar in place today. Millions of it happening every single day.
Give them your website or your email address quickly.
Jay@cryptotradecalls.com.
Jay at crypto, CRYPTO, tradecalls.com. Cryptotradecalls.com.
Plural.
Just plural. Calls, plural. Email them. Find out. Just get into this. Learn about it. It's important. Stay tuned. Cass Ingram on the other side. Stay there, Jay. Good work.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829.
support small businesses, and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100%